This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Senators Josh Hawley and Lindsey Graham have met with President-elect Trump's Attorney General nominee, Matt Gaetz. He'll need senators' votes for confirmation, says ABC's Mary Bruce.
Now shepherding Matt Gaetz through these meetings with senators today is the incoming Vice President J.D. Vance. The Trump transition team clearly willing to spend some political capital to get Gaetz confirmed, and of course still not ruling out doing this through those recess appointments if necessary.
In the House, the Ethics Committee meeting behind closed doors and could decide whether to release an ethics report into alleged sexual misconduct by Gaetz during his time in Congress, which he has denied. The U.S. just vetoed a U.N. resolution demanding an immediate ceasefire in Gaza. The U.S. voted to block the resolution because it does not link a hostage release. Shares in Target down more than 20% after the retailer reported a smaller than expected third quarter sales increase. This is ABC News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Former Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice Michael Gableman faces a disciplinary complaint from a state office of lawyer regulation.
The spring election isn't for another several months, but already LaCrosse's 2020 election investigation. Two candidates, Chandel Washington Spivey and Ellie McClune, have already announced they are running.
Including filing false statements and disobeying court orders. It stems from his work as a special counsel for the Wisconsin State Assembly. The filing seeks sanctions and possible fines from the state Supreme Court against Gableman.
The
complaint notes that Gableman was paid $11,000 monthly for his four-month investigation that yielded no results.
News this week, the La Crosse Area Community Foundation is donating a total of $300,000 to Next Steps for Change, La Crosse Lighthouse Incorporated, the Hmong Cultural and Community Center, and the Sustainability Institute. The goal is to help nonprofits in the area as they develop. To date, the foundation has awarded over $70 million in grants and scholarships. The grants are provided to help local groups handle operational costs. There are changes happening within the state's Democratic Party. With more, here's Civic Media's Stuart J. Waddles.
Sarah Abel has been named the new executive director of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin. She previously served as the deputy executive director. The shakeup might not end there. Current state party chair Ben Wickler is considering a bid to lead the Democratic National Committee. Wickler's held the Wisconsin position since 2019.
Meanwhile, Republicans are endorsing keeping their state chairman, Brian Schimming, in the role for another term. This week is Wisconsin Winter Weather Awareness Week. With more, here's Civic Media's Lisa Hale.
A winter weather preparedness kit doesn't have to be extensive. Brown County Emergency Management Director Daniel Kane says everyone should have one in your home and one in your car.
These kits can be built to your own specific needs, your own specific requirements, your own specific fiscal situation, right?
Kane says your kit should include food, water, warm blankets, and a change of clothes for every person in your home.
You can find out more information at the National Weather Service La Crosse website, weather.gov/ARX. For WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Murphy named Manager of the Year. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. The Brewers' Pat Murphy named National League Manager of the Year. The 65-year-old guided the Brewers to winning their division in his first season, despite numerous injuries to starters. Although the crew has been led by skippers like George Bamberger, Harvey Keene, and Craig Counsell, Pat Murphy is the first Brewer ever to win the Manager of the Year award. NBA, the Bucks host the Chicago Bulls tonight at Fiserv Forum. The Bulls are 6-9. The Bucks are 5-9. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers had to Lincoln, Nebraska to face the Cornhuskers Saturday at 2:30. Badgers quarterback Braden Locke asked if offensive coordinator Phil Longo should have been fired.
That's tough to comment on. I think decisions like these are very hard on people's families. They're very hard on the staff and the players. And so, it's just one of those things that kind of have to handle it and be able to get yourself together and play your best ball on Saturday.
That's Badgers quarterback Braden Locke with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Mostly cloudy today with a few scattered snow showers possible at times, and it is going to get colder with temperatures falling through the day into the low 30s by late this afternoon. Tonight, breezy, low of 29. Tomorrow, flurries, windy with a high near 40. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
John Legend, ladies and gentlemen. John, you and I have something in common because your last name is Legend and you're an actual legend. And my last name is Schwabe and I'm an actual Schwabe. So there you go.
No, what is a Schwabe? You have to explain.
I'm a work in progress, but as soon as I figure it out, I'll let you know.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Thursday morning, we'll reconnect with our friends at Motherhood for Good, who clearly must enjoy our visits because now they've launched their own podcast.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6. Eagle 1490 AM.
Good morning and welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Buck, and Calvin Butenoff coming to you live from our studio at Radio Park here in Racine. You can always join us. You can call. You can text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that used to be Twitter. Just one guest coming up for today. Dr. Laura Hanks will be there here at 1133. With public cervix announcements, there has been an increase in certain types of procedures since the election a couple of weeks ago. Dr. Hanks will be joining us to talk a little bit about that. We're going to wrap up the show as we always do with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Today it is the Hell No Kitty edition.
Very, very attitude-like.
Yes, very, very much attitude there. Did want to start off, though, with just a reminder. Yes, it's Wisconsin. Yes, it's November 20th. And yes, our first snow is on the way. Heavy sigh. National Weather Service out with a winter weather advisory throughout much of eastern Wisconsin ahead of our first snow tomorrow. They're talking about 2 to 4 inches of wet, heavy snow. The advisory kicks in tomorrow, 6 a.m. to noon in Sheboygan through Kenosha counties. That includes Milwaukee County. Also goes as far west as Jefferson and Dodge County. It's also in effect from 3 to 9 a.m. on Thursday and further northern Brown, Calumet, Kewaunee, Manitowoc, Outagamie, and Winnebago counties. So that is the snow is about, expected to start falling a little bit later on this evening and then into tomorrow morning. It's not supposed to be that much accumulation, but it is the first one of the season where we all behave like this has never happened before. How do I drive in snow? I forgot.
Folks, we've moved into Jane has an opinion. This is snow edition.
Well, it's just, you know what I'm saying.
I know what you're saying. I know what you're saying. Yeah, it happens every single year.
And no one wants to slow down and no one wants to take road conditions into account. And also the other thing I've noticed is we moved down here to Racine Park.
Yeah.
The number of people in the morning who do not have their lights on at all. And I'm hitting the road now at 5:45.
Yeah.
It's dark. The number of people who don't even have their running lights on.
See, I thought that like with my car, you can't turn them off. Oh, you have to manually turn them off to turn them off. When I turn my car on, my lights are always on, and then I switch on my regular headlights, and then I can switch on my high beams. But when I quote unquote turn my headlights off, I still have lights that you can see me. I thought that wasn't even an option anymore with newer cars.
But these are not all newer cars. Even my car's a 2012 and I have to turn them on. They don't go on automatically. So just a reminder, folks, I don't know, lights are good.
Lights are good.
Lights are good in the morning and you want to turn on the lights. And just keep in mind, maybe build in a little extra time tomorrow morning.
Stop looking at me when you're saying
okay,
this.
Okay, I'm looking at you. Just build in a little extra time. Don't take chances. Don't ride up on scared old ladies like me.
This is all about Jane, by the way. This is all about
it's
Jane.
It's pretty much, I have freeway anxiety, and I would like you to help me get over that.
That's more of a you thing?
We're going to talk about this next hour because I don't think I'm the only one who has freeway anxiety.
Yeah, okay.
Or freeway phobia now, as I'm calling it. Yes. But we did want to start off talking about Michael Gableman.
Who? We've never talked about him before.
Back in the news. Former Justice Michael Gableman, according to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Jesse Oppoyan, facing disciplinary complaint tied to the 2020 election probe. The complaint alleges Gableman violated the Wisconsin Rules of Professional Conduct for attorneys.
Well, I could have told you that.
According to the complaint, Robin Voss and Michael Gableman discussed the objective of this investigation was to gather facts about how the election was held and then to suggest potential changes that the assembly could put into effect. Again, this was an unusual year because it was the pandemic year.
Yeah.
This was 2020. Some things got changed because we were in the midst of a global deadly pandemic.
Yeah.
In case you've forgotten.
Like Madison made Milwaukee have only 5 polling places. That was really helpful and didn't spread anything.
Not at all.
Yeah.
Not at all. The review, as we may recall, by Michael Gableman, never revealed any evidence of significant fraud in the election or new facts that had not been previously known.
Yeah.
Huh. Hmm. The 2020 election was run differently than previous elections because of COVID. As you pointed out, Greg, some polling locations changed. A lot of voters voted absentee because they didn't want to have to stand in lines and possibly expose themselves to the virus. And the ballots that got mailed to nursing homes instead of delivered by special poll workers who usually do that to help out residents. But they did that, again, to keep people safe.
Yeah. Makes sense.
This complaint alleges that Michael Gableman filed petitions with false statements. Remember this? When he tried to seize property from the mayors of Green Bay and Madison. Just turn this stuff over to me.
What?
He made false statements and withheld information from an assembly committee about the responses from Green Bay and Madison mayors to subpoenas that had been issued to them. He took part in disruptive behavior at a 2021 court hearing where, from the reports I've seen, he not only insulted the judge, but insulted the female prosecutor on the other side.
Oh, yeah.
Made false statements about the integrity of a judge, made false derogatory and demeaning public statements about opposing counsel, violated Wisconsin's open records law, accepted his role in the probe without disclosing conflicts of interest, and there's more. Abandoned his duty to former clients by publicly promoting efforts to recall Robin Voss, and then submitted a completely false affidavit to that organization. Gableman, quote, had no tangible, verifiable, objective, persuasive evidence to support his assertions. Gableman's accusations caused serious reputational damage to public officials who were involved. Again, it also goes back to some of the statements, cracks he made. He was caught in an open mic insulting the judge and insulting another attorney. Gableman's conduct, an affront to the judicial process. And an insult to this attorney by suggesting she's not capable without the help of a male judge. The sophomoric innuendo about this attorney is a sad reminder that in 2022, female lawyers still have to do more than just be excellent at their job.
Yeah, and also not to mention the fact that it wasted a bunch of money, too.
$2.3 million.
Yep.
$2.3 million that we paid for.
For nothing.
For a Zippo, not a zero.
And just in case you're thinking, well, here are these liberal liberals with their liberal agendas being liberal and communist and all sorts of stuff. Guess who agrees with us? Assembly Speaker Robin Voss.
Yeah.
Who has called the 2020 election fair, safe,
and secure.
Fun. Yep.
Gableman misused taxpayer funds, you think? Promoted baseless conspiracy theories, engaged in improper intimidation tactics. His efforts undermined the integrity of our electoral system. This is from Jeff Mandel, who's president and general counsel of the liberal-leaning law firm Law Forward. Mm-hmm. Our work is far from finished. We are dedicated to securing a future where elections remain fair, transparent, and free from interference. And the other thing that I remember from this is, didn't he want to he wanted to talk to the mayors of Green Bay and Madison behind closed doors so no one could hear what was going on? No.
No, that's not.
No.
That's not how it works.
Yeah, no.
That's not how it works. Sorry, buddy.
855-752-4842 if you would like to join the conversation on this. Robert from West Allis. Good morning, Robert. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning. Just a few things here. One, I think he also did like character assassination. He went after certain people that were in charge of elections in various communities. And if I remember right, he delved into their personal lives. But we shouldn't let Voss off the hook. You know, even though they said everything was fine and we only need five polling places, if you remember, he was dressed up. He looked like he was like in the hazmat suit.
Yes, I remember that.
I've seen it. Mm-hmm. Yep. E.T. So, you know, it's great we're going after Gableman, but I really think the state, Just Call, needs to bring a lawsuit where these people need to reimburse the taxpayer. They knew this was a sham. They were doing it to appease Donald Trump. So whatever that $2.3 million is, I think they both played a part in it. They should have to pay the taxpayer back 50-50.
I love that idea, Robert. Yep. I don't know the mechanism we needed to make that happen. Not going to happen.
Yeah.
But thank you for the suggestion. Thank you for joining us and thank you for listening. I think that's a great idea. Yeah, I think we should get our $2.3 million back, but that's never going to happen.
No.
Just the fact that Robin Voss actually said the election was secure and fair, I guess, is the only victory. Is that a victory that we get out of it?
Not really, because he doesn't care. Like, it doesn't hurt him at all.
No.
He faced a recall twice by the same group of people within the same few months, and they were too idiotic to really go through it and, like, do all the things you were needing to do. They started a second recall before the first recall was even officially deemed incomplete. So, no, I mean, Robin Voss needs to be voted out of office, and to do that, there needs to be a lot of work done.
Absolutely.
He doesn't care that he's wasted $2.3 million.
Because it's not his money.
No.
Except, you know, the $4 billion in surplus, that is his money.
That's his
money. That's his money.
And the hundreds of millions sitting in the joint finance, that's all his money.
That's all his money, too. Andrew from Maine, listening on WAUK, texting in, please don't allow the state to convict Gableman. That will put him on Trump's shortlist for attorney general.
Oh, no, he's going right now, man. He's going to the Supreme Court.
Oh, he'll put Gableman on the Supreme.
Oh, heck
sure.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He'd be perfect. Oh, boy.
He would be. It's weird. You look at it, you'd be like, oh, wow. Brett Kavanaugh is the reasonable one of this group.
We could get there.
Yeah.
We could get there. Yeah. All right. So when we return, if you live in the city of Milwaukee, you need to be on the lookout for this. It sounds kind of amusing, but it actually isn't. And it involves raccoons.
Ugh.
I know. So stay trash pandas. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be right back.
She takes a swing, man. She can't hit. She don't mean no harm. She just don't know what else to do about it. Yeah.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Up North News Radio.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Iron Mike Tyson and Jake Paul, the YouTuber. They're likely, this is just me wildly speculating, might have been a wee bit of a gentleman's agreement. Try to make it look good, but nobody's actually going to try to knock anybody out.
I actually put a bet on that, and I bet it for Jake Paul to win, just because I knew it was staged. Mike Tyson was going to do what he's going to do. Clearly, obviously, he could have knocked him out. He just didn't want to do it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
If you haven't tried mindfulness techniques before, the idea is to take a minute, focus on the present, not the past, not the future. Be here now. You can do it in your car.
Please, not while you're driving.
I would say preferably not driving. Just take a moment and close your eyes and just breathe. Focus like on the breath coming into your body and out.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail, and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
This is the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
Now somewhere in the black mining hills of Dakota, there lived a young boy named Rocky Raccoon.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt and Air on Air. Jane Matt and Air, Greg Bach, and Sweet Kelby. Coming to you live from our studio at Radio Park here in Racine. You can always join us. You can call, you can text 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Right before we went to the break, we were talking about Michael Gabelman, of course, now facing some issues because of his behavior with that whole bogus, I'm going to find election fraud from 2020. Maggie Dawn yesterday had Jeff Mandel on from Law Forward, and they talk about this extensively. So if you would like to hear more about it, I would suggest you go to civicmedia.us and then just go to Maggie's show and you will be able to check that out there. It's, you can read about it. You can also listen to the segment from yesterday's show. So, and Maggie's going to be joining us next week.
Yes.
Wednesday at 10:33, Maggie Dawn will be joining us. Coming up after the 10:30 news, welcome to the land of Oz. And then we're going to wrap it up with Shrieker of the House, Marjorie Taylor Greene. And make it make sense.
Okay.
Please, someone, make it make sense. As we promised, you need to look out for raccoons if you live in Milwaukee County. And this isn't a joke. It sounds like something we would do for this shouldn't be a thing. But Mary Spacusa yesterday from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, I saw her post this on Twitter, and she had a picture of a raccoon in the middle of the day on a sidewalk up on its hind legs. Raccoons are very nocturnal animals.
Yes.
They don't want to, you know, they don't want to be seen. They don't, that's not normal behavior for them. So in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel again today, if you noticed raccoons in your neighborhood in Milwaukee County acting strange, they could have canine distemper virus.
Okay, so before the show started, you said we can talk about raccoons today and keep a lookout. I'm like, why do we care about raccoons? And then you said that. I'm like, what?
Yeah, and this can pass to other animals.
Yeah.
So far, about 350 raccoons from Milwaukee County with this canine distemper virus have been admitted to the Humane Society's Wildlife Rehab Center this year. That is three times more than previous years.
Jeez.
Wisconsin DNR confirmed several raccoons in the county tested positive in February and October. Milwaukee County getting higher than usual numbers of sick raccoons consistent with potential canine distemper. Bayview residents in September were wondering whether raccoons and other wildlife were being affected by rat poison, but the experts say that canine distemper is much more likely. So here's what you need to know. If you see a raccoon acting strangely, it is highly contagious. It is deadly to raccoons. It affects the respiratory, immune, and nervous systems of animals. This virus can spread through direct contact, the air, all bodily secretions, and it can survive in the environment for several hours. So raccoons with this canine distemper are acting strangely. They're wandering around in the daylight, which is not something they normally do. They stand on their back legs. They just don't seem to care what's going on around them. They're very skittish otherwise.
Sounds like zombies.
It does.
Yeah.
So humans can contract this virus, but you want to give it lots of space. Keep your pets and your kids away because the raccoon could always have rabies.
So I know they're saying Milwaukee County, but is this happening anywhere else besides there? Because, I mean, I have a dog. We are in Kenosha County, and I would also like to be on the lookout.
Well, I think it would be wise to be on the lookout anyway.
Yeah.
There is nothing specific that I have found in this story that says that it's growing or that it's a bigger problem than Milwaukee County. But dogs, skunks, ferrets, foxes, coyotes, and squirrels can all be affected. Canine distemper is one of the core vaccinations for dogs.
Say that one more time. It's
canine distemper vaccine is one of the core vaccinations for dogs. That's called the DHPP, which I'm sure Maybelle has had.
Yes, she has. In fact, she just got her latest shots. She's such a good girl. She's such a good girl. But yeah, I'm not trying to either be funny or start something here. But do people have the same attitude about vaccines
with their dogs?
With their dogs, because I know in some places you have to be like. The daycare center we took her to, you have to not only be vaccinated, show paperwork saying
yes.
But like, are people doing that? I haven't seen anything, but I wouldn't be surprised either if like vaccines cause something in my dog and I'm not doing that.
Well, if you're not going to get vaccines for yourself, you probably aren't going to get your dogs vaccinated.
That's really shameful.
It is shameful because, again, as you said, Greg, if you put them in a communal situation, that's when things can spread.
Yeah.
And you know, if you're not going to doggy daycare, I guess, but still, if your dog is being exposed to other dogs and your dog is not vaccinated, that can cause problems.
And just going outside and living its life, running around, eating the dirt and chasing after squirrels and maybe raccoons. And
folks in Milwaukee County, if you see one of these strange raccoons, you can call the Wisconsin Humane Society's Wildlife Rehab Center. They will... They can't retrieve the sick animals because of a lack of staff. They will likely request that you bring it, so you'd have to trap it.
What?
Safely contained to the center. But if the animal poses a threat to police or animals, you can call the non-emergency police number. There is no cure for this. The rehab center's protocol is to euthanize raccoons that come in with this distemper virus. But again, it is something that can spread to other mammals. So just be on the lookout. Just be aware if you live in Milwaukee County and you see a raccoon at noon hitchhiking, he's probably not well.
That's one of them noon raccoons. It's got the sickness.
Yeah.
You had me up until the point where I would have to trap it because I don't know how to trap a raccoon. How do you do that? I mean,
well, you get a big trap and you look up what they eat.
Yes. Amazon, big trap.
You can get big traps.
I'm not doing that. That can be good. Then the county can pay me.
Okay. Matt from Germantown texting and listening on WAUK. As a scientist who studied leptospirosis, you should get your dogs vaccinated if they're ever outside.
Yes.
I have grown the bacteria from my front lawn. It's all over. Yeah, Matt, absolutely. Get your dogs vaccinated.
Yes.
Get yourself vaccinated.
There it is.
News is coming up next when we return. Welcome to the Land of Oz. You're listening to Matt Nair on air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
He fell back in his room only to find Gideon's Bible. Gideon checked out and he left it no doubt. Yeah.
listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For AM 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. La Crosse's City Council voted against including a large item pickup service for the second year in a row. The motion, with a price tag of just over $100,000, failed 8-4 last night. The service was scheduled during May to help college students move out and avoid illegal dumping of large items such as furniture. This year, UW-La Crosse helped students donate over 16,000 pounds of furniture, keeping the items out of landfills. The city's website recommends paying for a private service to provide large item pickup. The La Crosse Area Builders Association is giving students in the Coulee region the tools they need to succeed in learning about the trades. On Tuesday, the group announced it was donating about $18,000 worth of tools to 33 different high schools as part of their 23rd annual Tools for Schools program. The goal is to encourage students who enter the trades. Some of the donated items include tool sets and step ladders. In the past 20 plus years, over $120,000 worth of tools have been donated to area schools. The former state Supreme Court justice who investigated the 2020 election in Wisconsin is under investigation himself. With more, here's Civic Media's Stuart J. Waddle.
Former Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice Michael Gabelman faces a disciplinary complaint from the State Office of Lawyer Regulation. It's in regards to alleged misconduct during his 2020 election investigation. The 10-count complaint accuses Gabelman of ethical violations from his work as a special counsel for the Wisconsin State Assembly. The filing seeks sanctions and possible fines from the state Supreme Court against Gabelman. The complaint notes that Gabelman was paid $11,000 monthly for his four-month investigation that yielded no results.
The complaint was filed yesterday. You can see the court filing at lacrosseeagle.com. You can take Civic Media with you anywhere you go. Download the free Civic Media app on your device's app store or at civicmedia.us/app. From the Western Wisconsin Civic Media Newsroom, I'm Jimmy Cuska for AM 1490 WLCX and lacrosseeagle.com.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Have you ever been in a relationship that's been so bad it's made you want to jump to your death? If so, you have something in common with Cher. The iconic performer and former wife of Sonny Bono says that she was so miserable and lonely in her loveless marriage, she considered jumping off a Vegas hotel balcony multiple times. Let me rephrase. On multiple occasions. That's the kind of thing that would be tough to do more than once. The singer says instead of taking her own life, she ultimately decided to leave her marriage. Much better option, Cher. Speaking of falling, comedian and former Tonight Show host Jay Leno says he fell 60 feet down a rocky hill outside Pittsburgh before one of his shows. According to E! News, Leno suffered bruises on his face, a swollen eye, and a broken wrist. What does a 74-year-old man do after such an accident? Check himself out in a restaurant bathroom and then make his live performance on time. Now that's a pro. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Increasing clouds today, breezy and cold with scattered snow showers developing, highs only in the upper 30s. For tonight, scattered snow showers to continue mainly early, remaining blustery with low temperatures in the mid-20s. Current temperature is 37.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. A lot of financial chatter is focused on the stock market. Is it up? Is it down? Is it a bull market? Is it a bear market? The Dow just hit a record high. But how much should people like me and you really care about these daily updates? The answer? Not very much. Most of those daily highs and lows come from small-scale events that just don't mean that much to the broader U.S. economy. And the stock market is not the economy. For most of us, long-term growth is what really matters for retirement. Now, if you are one of the richest 10% of Americans who own 93% of all the stock, you can ignore this message. But for the rest of us, we're going to get more done by keeping an eye on our spending and savings than we are by paying attention to Wall Street. For more practical money tips, visit workmoney.org. Till next time, take good care.
Dom Salvia.
Next time, Matt Rothschild will join me. We'll talk about the mega cabinet meeting, WWE, baby! And Trump did not have a landslide. Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
David, good morning. Welcome, welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Mock, and the Galvanator coming to you live from our studio at Radio Park here in Racine. You can always join us. You can call, you can text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that used to be Twitter. Coming up next hour at this time, as she does most Wednesdays, Dr. Laura Hanks will be here with public cervix announcement. And since the election a couple of weeks ago, there have been huge jumps in requests for certain medical procedures. Dr. Hanks will be joining us at 11:33 to talk about what those are, and I don't think a lot of people are going to be surprised by this. Maybe some will be. We're going to wrap up the show with this shouldn't be a thing, Hell No Kitty edition, if you can stick around for that. Right now, though, welcome to the land of Oz. As Donald Trump continues to fill out his cabinet, Donald Trump yesterday has picked TV's Dr. Oz and former World Wrestling executive and CEO Linda McMahon as nominee for Education Secretary.
A job she won't have long, I guess.
Well, the whole goal is to destroy the Department of Public Education. He's said that from the beginning.
Yeah.
So I guess get a wrecking ball.
Yeah.
Linda, and go in there and crush it.
She is one of the leaders of sports entertainment, so I'm sure she can really make it work. Put some cool lights on there and build a ring around it.
Thankfully, she has a long, long history in education. Oh, wait, no.
Yeah.
She taught one semester as a student teacher in college.
Well, isn't that right up there with what Betsy DeVos's extensive experience?
Well, Betsy DeVos, though, had a long, long history of trying to privatize schools.
Oh.
So at least she had that going for her.
Okay.
Because really. But Linda is kind of coming in. You know, she's donated millions to him.
Yeah.
And so you got to give her something. He's very impressed with how good she looks. And she's a lovely lady.
Yeah, she's fine. Whatever.
For her age, I think she's lovely.
I guess from aesthetically, sure. I don't really care about
what she's... That's very important to him.
Very important to him. I mean, he is filling his cabinet up with just losers du jour. Like Linda McMahon failed two campaigns. Dr. Oz failed the Senate. He's got all these people who are unqualified. I said it on Twitter. I said it on Pat Show. And I'm saying it right here. His cabinet looks like a reboot of The Apprentice.
It does.
Like D-list celebrities in the political world, C-list celebrities, people who are enamored with Trump and want to be around him, and people that everyone, especially in his echo chamber, recognize.
They know these names.
They know these names from rallies, from television, from cable news networks. These aren't individuals with extensive backgrounds in their fields. These are people who just sucked up enough to get a job.
Well, and they're going to do everything he says.
Correct.
He is picking people who are not going to contradict him on anything, mm-hmm. and just tell him how wonderful and smart and brilliant he is, and that's exactly what he wants.
Yeah. Remember when he put Rex Tillerson in charge, Secretary of State?
Yes.
People were like, I can't believe he picked an oil guy. Well, that oil guy left because he had different opinions than Trump. And that whole first cabinet of his, that whole first wave of that cabinet, the first wave, is amazing that it ever happened, if you know what I mean. Like, he had independent thinkers on there.
Which you can't last.
Cannot, no.
You cannot last in a Trump administration if you're going to think on your own.
And none of these people, none of these cabinet picks will steal his spotlight. None of them, except for possibly Elon.
Yeah.
Who Trump is already mitigating that by going to events of his, so he can be the most
popular. So he can get the shine
Absolutely.
Off.
Absolutely.
Donald Trump, of course, has criticized the Department of Education, promising to close it down. And Donald Trump earlier chose Dr. Mehmet Oz, celebrity doctor, former TV host, whose approaches to medicine have occasionally come under scrutiny. He will be leading the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. If you are on Medicare or Medicaid, this is going to be important to you.
for as long as you possibly might have it.
Well, there's that.
I mean, I thought he was going to be this. I thought he was going to be the Secretary of Snake Oil and Vitamins.
Yes, Dr. Oz is going to be working closely with Robert Kennedy Jr., who also has no scientific background, no educational background. He was a lawyer, and he was an environmental lawyer. And I'm not saying that you can't learn things outside of your sphere of expertise, but this is not reassuring to me.
No, this is not. This is... When we think of like YouTube conspiracy theory videos and the people who are making these videos saying wild and crazy and completely inaccurate things, all of these individuals are people I think of who would have their own channels. Like Linda McMahon has no educational background, but she has opinions on them that you can see on her StreamYard, right, on her streaming network.
Right.
And then Robert Kennedy, we all know what he thinks of everything that he has no qualifications to talk about. It's just a bunch of people who have heard it from some people that ... whatever their department is about. And Dr. Oz, just because you are a medical doctor doesn't mean you have any experience in directing where Medicare and Medicaid goes in this country.
Well, those are two enormous agencies.
Yes.
Worth, I think it's like $1 trillion a year. Mm. It spends $1 trillion a year. And all props to Dr. Oz for having a successful television show and for completing medical school and doing all those things I have never done. Does that qualify you to manage departments of this size and value? Because trust me, Dr. Oz isn't the one who is running all the cameras for his TV show and running sound for his TV show and doing all the things in the background that is involved with putting together a TV show. You have other people who know what they're doing for that stuff.
Do you know who you hire to do that? Dr. Oz's executive producer.
Yeah.
It's the background. For those jobs with massive amounts of overhead as well as people answering to you, you have people behind the scenes, the chief operating officers, the fulfillment people, the people who dive into logistics and say, how do we make this better, tighter, more efficient? Introduce efficiencies in there so we can cut costs while still giving whatever. And I'm thinking of Medicare and Medicaid right now.
Right.
But like you don't just hire these tumbling clown shows to head up these departments that they have no, I mean, especially in the Matt Gaetz, that's like borderline criminal in my opinion. But this is a federalized version of The Apprentice.
I think that's an excellent comparison.
And by either whether it's week by week or month by month, we are going to see him fire them, and he's going to go out on campaign rallies and talk about it. Because that's something he doesn't get to talk about anymore. He's going to be like, you're fired. You're going to do that anymore. This is what he wants to do.
Linda McMahon has little background in education. This is from the BBC. But she did serve on Connecticut State's Board of Education for a year.
Oh, well.
Well.
Guys, I'm sorry.
Now we're done.
Sorry. My mistake on all that stuff. I apologize. I take it back from me to the entire McMahon family. I apologize for my misgivings.
And yes, our lack of confidence in Linda's ability. Donald Trump says Linda McMahon will spearhead efforts to send education back to the states. Republicans have accused the education department of pushing what they describe as woke ideology on kids. Linda McMahon was just named in a lawsuit last month involving the WWE, in which it is alleged Linda and her husband and other leaders of the company knowingly allowed young boys to be abused by a ringside announcer.
Oh, that case goes back decades.
It does.
Decades.
Yep.
Not to mention all of the hush money, sexual assault cases, everything. I mean, she fits in. I don't think she's the one doing the sexual assaulting herself.
But covering it up.
But covering it up and being a part of that biosphere of the WWE, she definitely fits in with this group of creepy losers.
Speaking of Dr. Mehmet Oz, who became famous, thank you, Oprah, in the 2000s. Dr. Oz has been criticized by experts for promoting what they call bad healthcare advice about weight loss drugs, miracle cures. Dr. Oz suggested you taking malaria drugs for COVID-19 in the early days of the pandemic. Dr. Oz on his show once told his audience that he has tasted his own urine.
It's not surprising.
That people taste their own urine or that Dr. Oz tasted his own urine?
Yes. I mean,
that's a life experience I have yet it's a to li- have.
It's a life experience that, yeah, but like that topic doesn't surprise me at all. For me, it's the we found the belly buster on weight and it's some vitamin or supplement that hasn't gone through FDA approvals, has no regulation or whatsoever, and he just gets to say it with no repercussion and reap the tens of millions of dollars in rewards, because those daytime judges, those daytime talk show hosts that are in syndication, they make so much money just on the TV itself.
Yep.
Not to mention he's an executive producer. It's his show, and he just gets to do it. He just gets to say it, and there's no suing him because there's all these safeguards in place to protect him.
To protect him, yeah. He can go out and be a snake oil salesman and make millions, and there's really not much you can do about it.
John Oliver on last week's night had an amazing episode on him, broke it down completely. The just severe amount of huckster that is this man. And honestly, I'd love to see Oprah call out him and Dr. Phil for what they have done in the past few years. I mean, Dr. Phil's... he is acting like the people he talks down to on his show. Dr. Phil's all whiny about like, oh, Kamala Harris snuffed me. Like, what would you do if someone said that on your show? He snubbed you. You're a baby. They're both babies, and they're dangerous now because they influence people.
Donald Trump says there may be no physician more qualified and capable than Dr. Oz to make America healthy again. He will work closely with Health Secretary nominee Robert F. Kennedy Jr. to take on the illness industrial complex and all the horrible chronic diseases left in its wake.
Say that again. The what now? The what now?
The illness industrial complex.
If you really wanted to take on the illness industrial complex, Donald Trump, you'd go after pharma and you'd go after these drug prices and make it affordable for people to get their medications.
Well, and I don't think that there aren't changes that shouldn't be made within some of these agencies.
Yes, absolutely.
Right?
Yes.
You know, big pharma is a thing. But Robert Kennedy Jr. has talked about stopping all research for 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Yeah.
Calvin?
Well, just the irony of Trump ever even mentioning making America healthy again when over the weekend the... now viral picture of him forcing Robert F. Kennedy to eat McDonald's on the private jet occurred. I don't think you could take McDonald's away from Donald Trump if you told him it was going to kill him tomorrow.
No. And that's something
that was a loyalty test for Robert Kennedy Jr.
And that's something he loves doing. He loves, don't forget, Robert Kennedy is a guy who ran against Donald Trump. And then Robert F. Kennedy Jr. came crawling to him for a job because Kamala Harris slammed the door in his face. Yeah, he'll bring you in, but he's going to make you look stupid for as long as he wants. And this is the beginning. That picture was the beginning for him.
Oh, absolutely.
This is hazing is what it is.
You signed up for it.
Yep.
You signed up for it.
You sold your soul to the network.
Play stupid games, win stupid prizes.
I love that one.
Shrieker of the House, Marjorie Taylor Greene. I'm very confused, Marge. Make it make sense. We're going to talk about that next. Stay with us. You are listening to Matt Nair on air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Wonderful Wizard of Oz. Well, here he is, the Wizard of Wiz, if ever a Wiz there was. If ever, oh, ever a Wiz there was, the Wizard of Oz has won because of the wonderful things he does. We're off to see the Wizard, the wonderful Wizard of Oz.
You're listening to the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM. Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
You're an organ donor, right? Here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. It's worth a look. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together. In Worthington, Minnesota, it's worth a look.
You're listening to the Eagle, WLCX, Lacrosse's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Good morning. Welcome to Matinee on Air. Jane Matinee, Greg Bach, Dr. Slide on the board. Coming to you from our studio at Radio Park here in Racine. You can always join us, call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that Putz de Leon continues to actively ruin. Just a reminder to download the Civic Media app. Wherever you get your apps, look for Civic, C-I-V-I-C, civicmedia.us. Download the app. You can listen to all of our stations all across the state. We have some great music stations.
Yes.
Some country music stations.
We've got some good country music stations on this network.
We have some great, like, old-timey classics that Don Rosen does on WRJN, which is fantastic.
Music of the Stars on Sunday with Lou Regani.
With Lou Regani. Oh, my gosh. Also fabulous. Yeah. So lots of different ways to use the Civic Media app. So download it today. It is absolutely free. Next hour at this same time, we'll wrap up the show with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Today, it's the Hell No Kitty edition.
Sounds like someone's got some catitude.
If you ever have a thing that should not be, send it into Greg and me at Jane Says, J-A-N-E-S-A-Y-S, Jane Says at civicmedia.us. I'm calling this segment, please make it make sense. In The Guardian today, headline reads, Marjorie Taylor Greene issues warning to Republicans opposing Matt Gaetz's nomination. Marjorie Taylor Greene threatens to release what she says are reports of harassment claims filed against colleagues. So, to set the stage, Matt Gaetz, former House member from Florida, was supposed to have an ethics committee report come out about him last week. On allegations that he had sex with a 17-year-old girl and took her across state lines and paid her. Of course, then he resigned from that.
Yeah.
Resigned from the House and then was promoted by Donald Trump to be Attorney General.
Oh, my God.
So, Marjorie Taylor Greene doesn't want this report to come out, this House Ethics Committee report to come out on Matt Gaetz. She said, if we're going to release ethics reports and rip apart our own that Trump has appointed, then put it all out there for the American people to see. Yes, all the ethics reports and claims, including the one that I filed, all your sexual harassment and assault claims that were secretly settled, paying off victims with taxpayer money, the entire Jeffrey Epstein files, tapes, recordings, more. Epstein isn't the only asset. If we're going to dance, let's all dance in the sunlight. Yes, Marjorie.
Yes.
Let's dance in the sunlight.
Marjorie, look at me right now. You're watching. I can tell. You're watching me. Release them all.
Release them all. Absolutely.
Do not care what party is implicated. If there are things out there that we're not being told about, especially if we're paying taxpayer money for a hush money, which...
That seems illegal.
That seems rather illegal. But if you have the proof there, Margie, you release it. Come on. Let's do this.
So this argument that if you release these reports against Matt Gaetz, then I'm going to release all the other reports about all of you. So let's just keep them all contained and not really. That's what she wants.
That's called extortion, too.
It's called cover up.
Yeah.
It's called a cover up.
It's called you. Marjorie, release them. As Matt from Germantown said, release the Kraken.
Oh, absolutely! Please release the Kraken.
But also release Matt Gaetz. We had audio on this, but now Mike Johnson is saying it's a rough draft of a report. So not only can it not be released because Matt Gaetz is a private citizen now until he is no longer when he becomes AG, then he's a public servant. Release the report. But it's a rough draft, so we couldn't clearly release it.
Because no one in their office knows how to type or to clean up the rough draft and make sure that the punctuation is correct. What are we talking about here?
I have no idea. It's Mike Johnson. He has an instinct. He's a gut.
He knows intuitively.
He knew intuitively that we cannot see it. But I say this, Marjorie Taylor Greene, you fantastic Georgian so-and-so, release them. All of them. I dare you. No, actually, just do it at your civic duty as an American, as a representative of your people. Show the truth.
Absolutely. Let us all see all the dirt. I think that would be very, very useful. Going back to Matt Gaetz, this House Ethics Committee report is believed to be highly damaging to Gaetz amid allegations he paid two women, one 17 years old. He took drugs, including ecstasy. The allegations formed part of a two-year criminal investigation, subsequently dropped without charges by the FBI. Granted, charges were not filed, but no. I still don't think that at least the Senate, who is supposed to be responsible for confirming him for this position, they should be able to see it. Although, again, of course, for a certain number of them, it's not going to matter.
Well, John Cornyn of Texas, Senator of Texas, said release it. He's a Republican.
Yeah.
He'll vote for him. Most likely. Of course he will.
Even after he reads the
report. Yeah, absolutely. There was one lawmaker who was critical of Trump who then said Trump's appointments need to go through. Like, this is beyond bizarre. Even bizarro world is like, this is weird. I have no... Yeah, as you said, make it make sense. But I think I speak for all of us here at Matt and Air on Air Laboratories. Release the Kraken, Marjorie.
I need some new stuff to read.
I know. The election's over.
News is coming up next. When we return, Wicked the movie is in the theaters causing controversy. We'll talk about that. That's on the way. You're listening to Matt and Air on Air, coming to you across the statewide, countrywide, potentially global civic media radio network. We'll be right back.
Eagle 1490 AM. Maggie Dawn.
Next, I've got a great guest host for you. Political editor of Civic Media, Dan Schaefer, takes the chair. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Stuart J. Waddles. I've been into like pistachios. Now they sell them shelled. That's probably my favorite movie snack for when I'm at home.
Are you getting paid by Big Nut? I don't know of anybody that has pistachios during a movie.
Listen, I would love to be paid by Big Nut. I could do cough drops during movies if people would pay me.
Let's redirect here because this could go bad.
Yeah, this guy, I think it already has.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. Soaring high above La Crosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.